Thank you for calling Omega's Health. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you?
Your name is Justin?
Dustin, Dustin.
Okay. My name is Albert Ramos, and the call today is I've been a long-time customer, with the fish oil and also getting some of the CBD stuff that you have. I called several months back and talked to someone on the phone and told them, look, I'm going to cancel my automatic refill because I don't take your Omax 2 tablets a day. I only take one. So your 6 month supply lasts me a whole year. I've got 4 boxes left and I'm still on finishing one of the last ones right now. So I won't need any till March of 2021. So I'll call back. Well, they convinced me that no, we could put it down that we won't automatically fill it until March of 2021. Well, they assured me, and I was very adamant about wanting to just take it off. On Friday, I received a box. Now, this box won't get touched until next year. And that was the whole point of not having it come until March of 2021. So here I have a charge on my account that at the moment, I just don't like it. I don't want it. And your product is great, but I'd prefer to send your product back to you because it wasn't filled according to my specifications and the agreement that your agent said that they wouldn't refill it until March of 2021. So, how do I go about sending your product back to you so that you can have it? But I definitely want to be taken off of that automatic list because if you're not going to, go by what a customer requests and is very adamant about, hey, I'm on a stringent budget or whatever, this is what I am doing, but because of my medical issues, I've had, hospital stays and different things. I'm not using the product at 2 tablets a day. I'm only taking one. And throughout last year and this year, from the time I had my previous supply come in, I had to stop taking it for 3 weeks one time, another 4 weeks the other time, because of procedures I had to have done. And they don't want you taking anything that may or may not cause thinning of the blood. So I have a lot left. And it's really disappointing that it wasn't done the way, it was agreed upon.
Well, I really am sorry to hear that, and I'd be more than happy to look into this and see what I can do for you. It'll be one moment. I really do apologize that it is taking one moment for me to look into this for you, so I really do apologize.
So, can you guys send me a shipping label to return your product to you?
Well, really, I'm sorry. However, due to COVID-19, we're not able to accept returns at this time. That is why it's taking me just one moment to see what I would be able to get done for you.
Okay. Well, I already contacted my, just to be honest, I contacted my credit card company. And I told them I did not order this on a six-month basis. I ordered it that it was supposed to be March of 2021, the next shipment. But, you know, if I wouldn't have been convinced by your people telling me, no, don't cancel your automatic, you know, don't do that. You know, we'll make sure that you get it, you know, when you requested it, when would you like it, we'll document it and everything. I said, okay, as long as you guys document it, I don't want it until March of 2021. I don't need it. And I was even looking at the back of mine, and it says it expires. July of 2020, and I still got four boxes, and this, you know, what I'm using says it's already expired.
Well, yes, I do completely understand. So what I would be able to do is I can get the account canceled for you, and if you could call back with your bank to let us know either there is no dispute or they would drop the dispute, we'd be more than happy to issue a refund for that order.
Well, if you do an automatic refund for it, then they would contact me and say, you've gotten a refund and we're dropping the dispute. I would tell them at that time, fine. So if you want to refund it, go right ahead and do that.
Well, yes, I am sorry, but we wouldn't be able to issue the refund unless we do hear from the bank that they would drop the dispute.
Well, have you heard from them yet?
Sorry, I haven't seen anything on the account where we have heard from the bank.
Pardon?
I said, yes, I'm not showing anywhere on the account where the bank has called in.
Yeah, so, I mean, they haven't processed it yet, and they probably won't until I talk to them again. They've made a note of it, but the processing and everything has not gone through. And I told them I would be calling you on Monday morning, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, yes, I am sorry.
So if you go ahead and do the refund, you know, then there wouldn't be a dispute. They would not follow up on it.
Yes, I am sorry. However, since you have stated on our recorded line that you have disputed it with your bank, we do have to hear from them that they would drop the dispute or there is no dispute before we can issue a refund.
Well, I don't think they're going to contact you unless this matter isn't resolved. And the only way to resolve it is to issue a refund to the account that you charged it to and to remove that charge account from your records.
Well, yes, I really am sorry. I have canceled that account for you, so there would be no future charges. However, I wouldn't be able to issue a refund until we do hear from the bank that they will drop that dispute or that there is no dispute.
And is there any way of getting your extension to call you direct?
I am sorry. I don't have an extension, but I will notate the account so anyone you speak with would be able to assist you.
And now, would the bank call you direct or just call?
They would call the same number that you called.
Okay. And I'll call them today when I get off the phone with you, and I will tell them what our conversation was about and everything, and that you recommended that the dispute be dropped so that they can put a refund through. and to contact your office. Correct?
Yes, as long as they do contact us and let us know that they will drop the dispute, we'd be more than happy to issue a refund.
Okay, and that would take how many days?
Yes, once they call us and let us know that they would drop the dispute, it would take 3 to 5 business days.
It would take 3 to 5 business days. Now, they would call, and if it takes them 5 days to carry out a dispute, you could put it in today and beat the dispute, and they would see a refund, and there would not be a dispute. I don't get what the purpose is, because I think it's a legitimate thing that I should not have been charged, number one. Number two, it shouldn't have been refilled in August. Number three, if you're worried about your company having records filed against you for a dispute, and the only reason you're doing this is because you don't want to have any kind of record showing that somebody else was dissatisfied with your practice.
Well, yes, I do completely understand how you feel. However, once you have stated there was a dispute filed, we do have to hear from the bank that they would drop that dispute before we can issue any type of refund.
Okay, I will talk to them and I will see what they say. Okay?
Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, not at this time.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.